In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I look around this Cramer Chapel this morning, I see faces of God's people. Some of you I've known for years. Many years ago, perhaps, you received your call into the office of the Holy Ministry, and God sent you forth from the seminary out into His world to proclaim His redemption. Others of you have been students here for some time now, preparing to be sent on that great journey that is the office of the ministry. Others of you have just begun, even this very day, your preparation for that journey. And it is a journey. It is a sacred vocation. But it's a journey that's lived by grace. Almost 2,000 years ago, there was a man by the name of Joseph, who was a Levite from Cyprus. This Joseph had heard the message of the risen Christ. And we read in the fourth chapter of Acts that he took his field and he sold it. And he brought the proceeds and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Joseph the Levite had a life that was changed. Changed by being intermeshed with the life of the Christ. From that point on, his life would never be the same. He would accompany St. Paul and St. Mark. And we would know him by the name that the apostles gave to him, Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And it is his festival that this day we commemorate. The Lord who called Saint Barnabas by grace, and through whom he received a new name, is the Lord who has called you to himself by his grace. In your baptism, your life was changed forever. You were transferred from a kingdom of death and darkness to a kingdom of light and life. Nothing can ever be the same for you. Your journey through this world now has a new goal, a heavenly goal. And the same Lord who called you to himself through the water of baptism has brought you to this day and this place. By his grace and his grace alone, you have been sent on a journey, or you are now preparing to be sent on that journey. And you will go to places you never imagined you would be. This holy office, you see, is not for men who think that somehow they have all the gifts and talents that God really needs, and without which the work of the church cannot survive. The holy office is for men who know daily that they are weak, sinful, and unworthy to be servants of the Lord. It is for men whom the Lord himself has called and has sent on a journey. In our text this morning, Jesus took the 12 whom he had called to himself. Included in that 12 was one who would betray him and another who would deny him. But he sent them out. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. These 12 men had been called by Jesus to be his disciples, and now they were sent out by the Master. They were to go with nothing but a staff. Not even an extra tunic to keep them warm at night. The things of this world were not to sustain them. Instead, they would have something far greater. God himself would provide all that they need. Food, shelter, water. All things would come from the gracious, sustaining hand of the same God who by his grace had called them to himself. And that's the way the heirs of the apostles have always and must always live. The possessions that we think are so vital to our existence are mere illusions. They can be taken away in a heartbeat. If trust and hope is in them, then we are indeed most destitute. We are sustained by something much greater, the grace of God. We Lutherans love to sing the great hymns of the Reformation, but I wonder if we always pay attention to the words. Perhaps that most familiar hymn of the Reformation, where we sing with such gusto, but do we remember what we're singing? And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. If Saint Barnabas, the apostles, and every generation of pastors who have been called by grace and sustained by grace, so also we, their heirs, live lives that are lived by grace. Notice what the disciples did on their journey. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. What did they say as they went? We don't know what their words were. Perhaps it was similar to what St. John the Baptist had proclaimed when he went out and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Wherever they went, the one who sent them sustained them. Indeed, it was the person of the one who had called them by grace, who sent them by grace, who sustained them by grace that they proclaimed. For in the person of Jesus was the fullness of the kingdom of heaven. Here was the God of Israel, now in human flesh, who had come to redeem his own rebellious creation, the human race. Here in Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here in Jesus was both already the sorrow of the cross and the joy of Easter. Here in Jesus was forgiveness and life and peace and eternity. Here in Jesus was the end of Satan's oppression, his rule over humanity. For in Christ we see God's own great liberation. Here is the one who heals both body and soul. And this was their mission, to be instruments through whom Christ would continue his mission. It was not theirs, it was his. And this is yours as well. As the pastor of the church, you can do nothing, but Christ will do everything. Wherever and whenever you proclaim him, whenever you point to the Lamb and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," there Christ is present. And the water of baptism, taken in your weak and frail and so mortal hands, is Christ. There, as you hold the bread and the wine. And the faithful, the people of God, behold him, the Lamb, who takes away the sin of the world, who gives to you, to his people, his blessed gifts of life and peace and salvation. You are on a journey. You will be sent on a journey. But it is his journey. You belong to him, united to him in your baptism. It's a journey that will lead you through this world the journey in which he will take you to a grave. It's a journey in which he will lead you out of that grave. For as he rose, so you will also rise. It is a journey in which he will lead you to heaven itself. For you, in blessed reality, will join the apostles and Saint Barnabas and every pastor and all the faithful of God once and forever around the throne of the Lamb. God bless you on your journey, for it's his journey. Amen.